NPR's Julie McCarthy has traveled from South America to the Caribbean this past week, racing alongside the Olympic torch in Argentina and tracking rising food prices in Haiti, where hunger has ignited unrest. From Port-au-Prince, she sends this entry from her notebook on what it's like to soar between radically different worlds.
It's been a whipsaw of a week, lurching from elated Argentines greeting the Olympic torch to unsmiling, hungry Haitians. Residents of Buenos Aires eschewed the firestorm around the Beijing Summer Games and instead celebrated down their elegant boulevards. Although the Argentines fret about inflation, restaurants still brim with locals enjoying the country's affordable steak. But 4,000 miles and 24 hours later, I'm on the grittier streets of Port-au-Prince, famous of late for scenes not of celebration, but chaos. In the Haitian capital, hunger pounded on the gates of the presidential palace and toppled the prime minister. Grumbling stomachs the world over make for dangerous times. But it's not the danger, it's the images of the granite-hard life alongside the soft sea breezes in this Caribbean nation that are the most arresting. Gingerly stepping between the spice vendors splayed along the garbage-strewn street and the butchers hawking fly-covered chickens, I am transfixed by a tableau. Haiti's charcoal sellers, who look as if they have been spit out of a 15th-century furnace, their tattered clothes saturated in soot, rail-thin limbs smeared black by the briquettes that Haitians burn to cook the food they now don't have. The whites of their eyes startle in the noonday sun. Although Argentina was just 24 hours earlier, the images of smiles and smart streets seem a lifetime ago, standing amid the misery here. Two phrases this week left an indelible impression: Clorox and battery acid. A mother's description of how hunger feels eating away at her children's empty stomachs. I'm headed to the doctor, she tells me, for a checkup with my three-year-old. Why? They give cookies away, she says, and she hopes to divvy up one of those cookies among the six other mouths she must feed.
NPR's Julie McCarthy.